Grab your cocktail shaker, kick back, and get ready for the big fat party. Greg and his band of unintelligibles are back, mixing, drinking, reviewing, and discussing Bloody Marys and all that goes with them. My Big Fat Bloody Mary podcast, where you'll never drink alone.
Welcome to the award-winning, nationally syndicated My Big Fat Bloody Mary podcast, where you will never drink alone. I want to say a special hello to our new listeners. Mike, you know the biggest increase in listenership, where that came from?
I'm going to go by averages and say China.
Well, that was a great guess.
A lot more people there.
Totally wrong, though. You idiot. No. We don't talk about the U.S. a lot because it's just sort of an expected thing that that's our biggest listeners. We got 902 new listeners from the U.S. So God bless America.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
How many?
902.
I just
looked it up.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
So, are they coming from one particular state?
Do you speak American? Because I'd like to greet them special. No, they're coming from different states, and I didn't drill down that far.
Okay.
Remember how lazy I am?
Yes, I do recall that now.
Yeah. But the other thing that warms my heart, and we talked about this a couple weeks ago, we got 29 new listeners from Ukraine.
Outstanding.
God bless them. I mean, yeah. So hopefully, you know, if we can lighten their hearts a little bit in the midst of all that they must be going through these days, let's do it, you know?
Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
So, yeah, we're coming from the studios of the Bloody Mary concert series, and I do have a couple of dates to announce and more to follow.
It's always exciting.
Oh my gosh.
Love this part.
Juno Dunes, they are playing here May 18th. And okay, a little bit of a departure, these next two that I'm going to announce. I would put them a little bit more in the pop realm.
Okay.
A lot of our stuff is outlaw country, alternate country, folk. But this is some pretty pure, really polished pop music.
Okay.
Check out, and I'm putting a link onto the blog post so that people can take a listen to one of their songs. Juno Dunes, again, May 18th. And then the next one is...
Let me go back. Juno Dunes, how many members in this band?
You're always doing this to me, you son of a bitch. It's a full band, and I want to say 4 or 5 members.
Okay. All right, that's good enough.
Yeah.
I just want to know what we're dealing with.
No, it's a reasonable question, Mike, and I want you to feel comfortable. This is a safe place for you to ask these questions.
How many members, and where are they from?
Fuck you. And then we've got Ione. Now, letter I-O-N-E. They're June 27th. And again, a little bit more in the pop realm. Great stuff. The vocals... I don't know. Like, if you like music like Taylor Swift and some of the, newer singers, really a nice sound. Yeah.
Okay.
And
so this is the name of a group then, not just a person.
That's correct.
Okay.
Yeah. It's the letter I-O-N-E. And, yeah, the link's going to be on mybigfatbloodymary.com. And you know what? This is going to blow you away. Guess what we're being fueled by today?
Let me guess.
Take a guess.
Is there a hummingbird involved?
Yeah, there is. Yeah, we're being fueled by the La Crosse Distilling Company's Field Notes vodka. Their corn-based vodka is just that, as you know, 100% Midwestern organic yellow dent corn. And they got to use yeast and enzymes to break down the sugars in the corn. But otherwise, there's nothing else in this. It's double distilled and filtered for a nice, easy finish. And you probably know I'm Greg Took, and joining me today, Mike Scott.
I am back. I'm going to give a shout out to Field Notes because I made Bloody Marys for Easter for my family.
Oh, nice.
And made them from scratch and got rave reviews. So, good job, Field Notes.
Yeah, I was just talking with a buddy of mine, and he and I both like vodka. And I was saying how a lot of them you can hardly tell the difference. You know, if you put a Stoli vodka, next to a Tito's, I don't know. Could you blind tasting, would you notice a big, I don't know.
I don't know if I would.
I can notice the Field Notes. It's smoother. It's got a little bit of a sweet. I'm like, if I'm making a martini, goddammit, like that is my go-to. And I notice the difference.
Yes,
it's very smooth. And it's just, when I say sweet, it's not like a flavored thing, but the corn just gives it a little bit different profile. Yeah. So, yeah, we love Field Notes. God, I was just down there at the mothership the other day getting a re-up. You know? I don't know if you watched The Wire or not, but this was the re-up. Nice. Hopefully nobody was tapping the phones. Oh, my God. So here's an exciting announcement for people in the industry. And I know a lot of our purveyors of Bloody Mary mixes listen.
Of course.
Drunken Tomato Awards. This year, they're taking place right here at the studios of the Bloody Mary concert series.
Oh, they're happening right here.
Right here.
I knew they were happening in La Crosse. I didn't know it was going to be here.
Right here.
Wow, yeah. You have got to clean up.
I know, right? I've got a lot of work to do to get ready. We're going to be recording and documenting and judging end of June. So if you are a purveyor of a Bloody Mary mix or a garnish or a hot sauce, hit up drunkentomato.com/awards-2024. I'm going to put that again, another link that's going to be on the blog post. But we are now accepting those applications, and I don't know where I'm going to put all this stuff, because seriously, I'm going to have hundreds of bottles of this. Luckily, I'm a bachelor, and there's nobody here to say, oh my God, it looks like hell in here. So we're good. But check that out. We still have some t-shirts and stickers, those tank tops, those sexy-ass tank tops.
They are.
Oh my God. They are. A couple of gals have posted them or worn them to events I've sponsored. They're a good-looking shirt.
They are.
You know, on the right person especially. But mybigfatbloodymary.com, you can get yourself some of those. Mike, I want to talk to you about social media.
What's up on Facebook, guys?
All right. Actually, it was a fun little question you posed.
Thank you.
What's your craziest Bloody Mary story? And, you know, a lot of them had to do with just, you know, a mishap.
You know?
So, like Carol Teske said, they were at a family member's house for the weekend, and her husband took a big gulp from a Bloody Mary, not realizing that it had been made with vanilla vodka.
Oh.
And he would not recommend that.
No.
It was not good.
I wouldn't,
Not
I wouldn't
a fan.
Think so, no.
And then we had another one. Nikki Richard Dixon was in Paris.
What, and Nikki? Like a woman's name? N-I-K-K-I?
Nikki, yeah. Nikki Richard Dixon.
Okay, gotcha. Yes. I don't want to miss a beat here.
Oh, well, she ordered a Bloody Mary in Paris, and it came out frozen like a daiquiri.
Oh.
And she
like
said,
a blended
Yeah, drink. And she said, she was a little taken back by it.
Yeah.
But thought it was pretty good. She was a little surprised at first, was a little strange, but was definitely good. She said, yeah, give it a try.
Huh. Well, hey, I'll try anything once.
John Duquesne, they were drinking in Tijuana. Sounds like fun.
That's a good start and to a story.
Right. And with every Tijuana story, they woke up very hungover.
Oops.
And they thought, well, you know what we need is a Bloody Mary to, you know, hair of the dog. Well, the problem was instead of a Bloody Mary, they got a Bloody Maria made with a lot of tequila. And the one thing you don't want when you are really hungover. Is a big gulp of tequila.
Oh, Lord.
He said it was the closest he's ever come to puking at a table in a restaurant.
You know, I love a Bloody Maria. I do. But I think that's one where you need to really temper the tequila, though, because it can overwhelm that drink pretty quickly.
Yes.
I might actually measure that out, or at least eyeball it.
Right.
Yeah.
Chad Heffernan said he had a Bloody Mary made with marinara sauce.
Wait, what?
He had a Bloody Mary made with marinara sauce.
That's not right.
It was a jar of ragu. It was actually pretty good.
Was that on purpose, though? Like, how did that... Did he go to some Italian restaurant?
Couldn't find any mix, but there was a jar of ragu.
Oh.
It's like, well, any it's got port, tomatoes in it.
Any port in a storm, I always say. I can't say I've ever tried that, but maybe.
But my favorite story came from Jim Flanders. He was on a date, and his date ordered a Bloody Mary, and she wanted it hot.
Well, oh, sure. I like a good spicy, yeah.
To the table. With no ice, and it was heated.
So they took her order quite literally.
Yes. That sounds even more disgusting than vanilla vodka, actually.
Oof. Yeah. Wow.
Well, hey, thank you so much for these stories. I really enjoyed reading them.
Yeah.
And actually, you know what? I think it'd be fun. We should have people ask us questions.
Oh, okay.
So if you have a question for... Yeah. Greg or myself, just fire away. Send us a note on the thing. The thing.
Let's call it a Facebook group, either Friends of My Big Fat Bloody Mary Podcast or Bloody Mary Enthusiasts Unite. I love that idea, Mike.
That was the thing I was thinking of. Yes.
I got you. I got you. This is what I love about these, you know, we have a loose outline of a script, but I never know what the hell Mike is going to say, and he doesn't really know what I'm going to say, but I love that idea. So that is going to be next week's question. What is your question?
Yes, for Greg or myself.
We are completely transparent. We'll answer as honestly as we can, whatever question you might have for me or Mike. And I'll put that, I'll post that probably tomorrow. What is that? Monday on the both of those groups.
That sounds great.
Fantastic. That's a great idea. Now, you see, now you're doing more of the work for me. This is less one less thing I have to worry about. Yeah. Last week, we did Lisa's Gourmet Sauce, that new flavor they had, and Matt Hat Jerky.
Yes.
That was fun.
It was good. Yeah. Both were great.
And we had a nice little song from Lynn Miller, as I recall. Yeah.
I need an excuse to drink. What's the word of the day?
You got a word of the day?
Yes, the word of the day is lacrosse. So this is our hometown episode.
Damn right.
So anytime you hear the word lacrosse brought up, you take a drink with us. We will do the same.
Mm-hmm.
And them is the rules.
Okay. All right. Well, let's get right into it. And I always like to start with a nice garnish.
If you cared about a girl's needs, you'd start with some garnish. Yeah.
So today's garnish, keeping with the spirit of our local, I mean, we are hyper-local today. Both of the companies that we're going to be reviewing and enjoying are from lovely, lively La Crosse, Wisconsin.
All right.
Yeah, baby. The first one is from a little butcher shop right on the corner of 13th and Redfield. One of the older neighborhoods in town. And that place, it's called Bubba's nowadays. It used to be, what was it, Bridles back in the day?
I think so.
I think it was. Yes. It's been around forever, as long as I remember. And I spent a lot of time right around that corner. My dad had a couple of rental properties, and I used to scrape paint and shovel a walk. I'd go over there and buy myself a couple of hot dogs, you know. Yeah. But Bubba's has kept up that tradition, and I just love that place. And we'll post a little link to their social media. But so what I have from them for you is a little beef jerky.
Oh,
we've been doing a little beef jerky lately, haven't we?
We have been, and it's been very good. And I anticipate the same from Lee and Andy there at Bubba's Meats. They do a fantastic job.
Oh, my God.
But, you know, I don't think I've ever had their jerky.
Oh, spoiler alert, I have. And I can tell you right now, you're in for a treat.
Awesome.
It's fantastic. Yeah. Yeah, Lee and Annie, they do all the stuff themselves. You know, they grind and encase meats. They have sausages. We're going to, I got a couple friends coming over tomorrow. We're going to do, they have a Korean barbecue bratwurst, right?
Okay.
And if you want to come over, Mike, you're welcome. We're going to throw a little kimchi on there instead of the kraut.
To the kraut.
But I digress. Let's get to the garnish. So we've each got a big chunk of this beef jerky, and the whole room smells like a smokehouse, doesn't it?
It does. God, it that is, smells so good.
It's beautiful. And to look at it, it's, you know, you can kind of see the grain of the meat. It's,
this is thick. A big chunk. This is not a measly little strip of jerky. This is like dried steak right here.
You could knock somebody out hitting them over the head with this stuff. but let's take a little taste. I already know what it's like, but I can't wait to have a little more. This is the money shot when people get to hear us chewing. Right. That's what they tune in for.
Wow. So good. And again, soft.
Right.
The more jerky we keep trying, that's a quality that I really am.
Yeah.
Enjoying is not having to really work so hard chewing it.
There's a company that we're going to review in a couple of weeks. I won't divulge who they are. Their advertising is hilarious. They share like people's reviews that are like one star. I almost broke my neck trying to take a bite of this, you know. Screw you, jerks. But they take pride in it. This isn't one of those.
No.
And it's almost like biting into a nice piece of steak. And the smokiness. Now, I don't know. Some people don't like that much smokiness. I sure do. My grandma used to live right around the corner from Schubert's Meat Market. Mm-hmm. And I heard a rumor that recipe of their wieners is what they use over at Bubba's. I can't confirm that.
Oh.
But I remember walking by there and the smokehouse would be just going. And that smell, I loved it. It's a great childhood memory. And when I open up this bag and take a bite, that's what I think of. So I love this stuff. I think it's really good. And yeah, I'll have a link to Bubba's, their social media. I'm not sure if they've got a website per se, but check them out, especially our local listeners. I don't know if the people in Ukraine are going to be able to get this beef jerky or not.
But I hope you can.
Maybe we can set up a nonprofit to ship beef jerky to the people in Ukraine.
Yep, and you know, I have their information here that we're coming into the summer hours. They're going to be closed on Tuesdays and Wednesdays.
Yeah, what is it with butcher shops closing midweek like that? That's been all my life. I've been like Wednesdays. You can't go to a butcher shop.
I think maybe that's when they do the. Maybe they're busy smoking or doing other things. I don't know.
I am.
But it makes sense. I mean, get things ready for the weekend because that's when you're gonna.
I suppose, those are probably the slower. And they do venison processing, too.
Yes, right? They do, yes.
Yeah, once that comes into the season, you drop off your venison. And I like to just eat mine raw in the field, but...
That's fine. Just pull over for some roadkill.
Right.
Rustle a few bald eagles away from it.
I have a friend, a guy I used to run with. He's from the Deep South. And He used to, they'd go out to the bar, and it was kind of a little outside of town, so they'd have to drive, you know, down the highway. I think he was down in southern Alabama, and if they would see some roadkill, they carried spray paint, and they would put a little paint on it, and then on their way back, any roadkill that didn't have paint on it went right into the cooler. Waste not, want not. Big Tall Eric. Shout out to Big Tall Eric.
Yeah, well, I hope Big Tall Eric caught all the roadkill and marked it accordingly.
I hope he didn't miss one.
Right.
Yeah. Gee, I don't know. That thing's kind of stiff. Oh, my God. So we've got our garnish. We've taken care of that. And I don't know. Do you like having a Bloody Mary, Mike?
I have been known from time to time to enjoy a Bloody Mary.
Enough of the garnish. Let's get to the drink.
Fairly well documented, actually.
Yes.
So the company, and I, you know, there is not a real deep well of information about this company, Dana's Kitchen Bloody Mary Mix, and this is the epitome of a farmer's market mix. They haven't even gotten FDA certified. You can't order it online. You got to go to a local farmer's market, and that's what we're doing today. Hyper local. La Crosse, Wisconsin, and they started out, and I think to this day still focus on mushrooms. They're mushroom farmers, they're a couple, and they hunt for their own food. They gather, they grow.
Wow!
And yeah, so check them out if you're in La Crosse.
La Crosse, right? Yeah. There we go. That'll be busy here in about a month because the morel mushrooms will be popping.
Oh, my. Yeah.
I love that time of year.
Yep. I want to add a quick editor's note here. I talked with Adam from Dana's Gourmet Kitchen and learned that all of the ingredients in this mix, they grow. They harvest and process on the same day. So here's the jar. Like, take a looky-see.
Oh, yeah, that is.
About what you'd expect at a farmer's market, right?
Yes.
You got a list of ingredients. Check those out. Want to read through them.
And a nice big label. I can even read the ingredients.
I know, yeah. It's a nice font.
Yes. Tomatoes, lemon juice, Worcestershire, horseradish, hot peppers, summer salt, and black pepper. Wow, Dana, you hit all the key spots there.
That's basically how I make a Bloody Mary in my kitchen.
Did you buy this from Dana herself?
A friend of mine actually brought it over to a house concert. I had My Politic, remember that?
Yes,
we got a song from them, go back about two episodes. But a friend came over to the show and brought this. He'd been at some sort of a market, and... very kind. Don Netwell is his name.
Don. Okay.
I think Don's a listener. So we're going to give it a try. And it comes in a mason jar, right?
As you'd expect from the farmer's market, yes.
Got a nice looking. Let's try a little without mother's milk. I'll give you a little pour, and we'll just try it straight up first.
Just kind of looking at it, it's thin.
Yeah. Right.
It's got a few
maybe
little things floating in there.
A little bit pulpy. Taking a whiff. Definitely has a fresh smell.
Wow. Whoa.
Not too salty.
No, I wasn't expecting that heat.
Yeah, well, actually, when you read those ingredients, I think it says hot.
It does say hot peppers.
Yeah, their labeling doesn't really disclose that right on the front, but if you read the... Oh, yeah, that does have some nice heat. Definitely zesty, a little bit tart. Peppery. There's some black pepper there, right?
Yes. Makes for a very dry finish.
Yeah. Yeah, a little bit pulpy, not terribly. Nope. There aren't big chunks of tomato in there, but...
Yes.
Quite, that's nice.
Quite robust. This grabs you by the lapels here.
Yeah. So I really want to make a plug for local economies. Go to your farmers markets. Go to these pop-up events and support your local people. A lot of these Bloody Mary mixes that we've really come to love started out that way. You know, just opening the trunk and selling it and giving out samples, and eventually they may grow into a much bigger company. This one is tasting like something I'd like to see that happen.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
this is good stuff.
Really fresh, really nice amount of heat, and and it's not too salty.
No, I was expecting something a little amateurish, but. This is top quality stuff.
It's really good. I can't wait to add the vodka.
Unless, well, why wait?
Why wait? I know, right? I mean, we got enough of this vodka laying around. And I got another little surprise for you, too, Mike. One of these things I just spring on you unexpected. And no, my pants are staying on. Don't worry. How about a little vodka?
Oh. There it is.
So beautiful when the cork comes out.
Speaking of supporting local things.
Yeah.
I am in a contest here in La Crosse.
Oh, yeah. Do tell.
Conductor Wannabe Contest.
So I say that again. I was talking over you.
Conductor Wannabe Contest. It's through the La Crosse Symphony Orchestra. They have been doing this since 1997. They invite local people to be fundraisers for them.
Yep.
So, and you are competing for an opportunity to conduct the orchestra at a local, at an upcoming show or concert. So to vote on this, it's $2 to vote. $1 goes to the La Crosse Symphony Orchestra. The other dollar goes to the nonprofit of your choice.
Now, this is in La Crosse.
Yes.
Okay.
And I have chosen the diaper bank at the Parenting Place.
Near and dear to my heart.
Yes, yes. We are pumping out 5,000 diapers a week through our diaper bank. Wait.
Say that again.
5,000 a week.
Every week, 5,000 diapers
go out the door.
Holy shit. I mean, for a little town like La Crosse, that's impressive.
And, go to the grocery store. If you look at how much diapers cost, I mean, that has got to be a budget buster for so many families.
It was when I had little ones in diapers, and I can't imagine. I haven't bought any recent. But you know what? I am going to buy some, and I can just bring them right over to, is it the Grandview building here? We're keeping it local here.
No, it's actually on Green Bay Street is where the Parenting Place is located, so.
Okay.
By Fun for Pets. So
like right off of West Avenue, not far from Bubba's.
Oh, right around the corner from Bubba's.
So
Meats.
You could, cover. You
drop off diapers and just go to Bubba's Meats and.
Just make the rounds. I love it. So,
but I'm going to ask you to put a little link on the Friends of the Podcast for the.
I'm a little busy, Mike. I don't think I can do that.
Well, okay.
I'll put a link, and that's where people can click through and vote, because there's a few candidates, and I know almost all of them. I think all good people, but not quite as good as Mike Scott. So right. I'll put the link. Go on there and vote. Yep. Vote for
and
my man.
And in the notes, put bloody in the notes so that I know that it came from the. Because I would love to see that.
Oh, that's great.
That came from this podcast. So if you when you go on that link, it'll just say the Parenting Place. It'll have my stupid picture on there, and then and then there's a place where you can put a little note. Just put Bloody Mary, and then I'll know.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I love it. See, we're hyper-local today.
That's right. But we only have until the end of April, so you got to get out.
Okay. Boy, I feel the pressure of end of April. I'm entered into a marathon at Big Sur. You know how much training I've been doing? Like what I'm doing right now is the
jury. That's an ultimate journey.
It's going to be a humbling experience. So that end of April is when you want to get it in by. Maybe you'll get a donation from Ukraine. Mm. One of our new listeners. Who knows?
That would be exciting.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter if I win or lose. Half the money will go to the diaper bank.
Oh, either way.
Either way, we get the money.
Right.
And I was, when I started this contest, I was saying, I don't care if I win. But then I talked to someone who did win and got to stand in front of the orchestra.
That would be cool.
And he said, you want to win.
Yeah.
Just so you can stand in front of an orchestra and hear the sound from that vantage point.
Will you wear tight pants?
I'm thinking about it.
I'm just thinking. I mean, isn't everyone going to be looking at your ass? Have you thought that far into this? Maybe you could wear like a tux with tails if you're not proud of your ass.
That's a good idea.
Our listeners probably don't realize, but Mike is really gifted when it comes to matters of the ass. Yeah, in case you're wondering, you know.
Where did this go?
I don't know. It went south. So we're... Thank you for sharing that. And yeah, I'm going to be putting a link right on the old blog post. Well, I put one on last week's too. So
yes, I
shouldn't
I
be too
appreciate
hard.
Appreciate that. Yeah, but yeah, but put bloody in the notes. So I would love
okay,
to see.
So you can add notes to
yes.
Okay. Yes. Yeah. Do that. Give us some credit. You know.
As a matter of fact, Tara Bulk, Tara is a longtime listener mm-hmm. and comments, and we love her.
She's awesome.
She shared it with her friends on Facebook.
Oh, thank you, Tara.
I gave her a little heart symbol there saying that I appreciate it.
Yeah. So. Well, and there's another thing. Find Mike Scott on Facebook or me, Greg Took on Facebook, because we both posted, you know, links yes. to this, and give us a share.
Yeah. That'd be great. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah.
We're working our listeners like rented mules, aren't we?
Right. Especially if you know someone who's got really deep pockets and would love to give to a cause like this. I mean, it's such a win-win. You know, families are getting relief. Little kids are getting diapers and they're staying happy and healthy.
Come on.
And, you know, the symphony orchestra and all the youth programs that they do, it's such a win-win.
Yeah, there's no downside to any of that.
All right, enough of about my spiel.
Yeah, Jesus, shut up.
Get back to this delicious Bloody Mary. God,
we've added the vodka now, and this might be the first time I've ever said this, but I think I like it better straight without the vodka. I mean, I'm not complaining, but it really changes the disposition to my palate. Maybe I put too much vodka in, I don't know. But it sweetens it up more and obviously gives it that more aromatic, vodka-y.
Right.
Is that an adjective?
Quite as robust as before. Mm-hmm. I do see what you're saying.
Yeah, it almost tamps down a little bit of the flavor.
Right.
Nothing again. You know, here's what we should do is just have a vodka chaser. We should, instead of having a beer chaser, we'll just do a little vodka on the side, a little sidecar. But no, it's still good, and
we
I like
just
it this way.
Vodkas.
Okay. If you are a distillery and would like us to review your vodka, mybigfatbloodymary.com. I don't want to cheat on La Crosse Distillery and Company, though, either.
No, I couldn't.
Yeah. Speaking of chaser.
I'm from Wisconsin, Greg. Where the hell is my beer chaser?
I have a little chaser for you, Mike. Do you want to guess?
Is it local?
Well, it's from La Crosse.
Okay.
Wisconsin. Yeah.
That's what I want to hear.
Yeah. Our favorite local brewery. Oh, do you see what it is?
Downtown Brown.
Downtown Brown
it.
From Pearl Street Brewery.
I think this might be the most deceptive beer, because when you look at its color, you think, oh, yeah, that might be bitter. Yeah, it's a dark beer.
Yeah, it is. It's a kind of a light brown color.
Yes.
Sure makes a nice head, though, doesn't it?
It does. But it is the smoothest and creamiest.
Even more creamy than you, Mike?
Even more creamy than me.
Oh, that is really hitting the spot.
I was talking to the gentleman who gave me that nickname the other day, and he thought it was so awesome that it was being spread around.
Did you notice I introduced you with complete respect and just used your name? Because, you know, remember I used to introduce you as Goat Fucker?
Right.
Well, all the things you've accomplished, and yet that's the one that
Well, you violate one goat, and there you go. You get that nickname forever.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's a nice little chaser. Pearl Street Brewery, and, you know, they're pretty awesome. Joe and Tammy run such a good business there, and they support our house concerts. You know, if you come to one of these house concerts, and you should,
yes.
Again, we're staying local here. They're in La Crosse. You're going to have pretty much all the Pearl Street Brewery beer you want. I mean, I have a big cooler out back, and Field Notes Vodka, you know, they bring me a bunch of vodka. So, you know, you're, I think I'm going to go $25 now. I was going 20, but come on.
Oh, I think, yeah, definitely. 20
is ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
I mean, anyone who'd pay 20 certainly would pay 25.
Absolutely. Right? Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, so. It's well worth that price.
Yeah. Well, hey, let's shut this down, Mike. I mean, I want to focus on finishing the bloody and the beer chaser, but also, you know, I kind of want to get to Lynn Miller.
Quit talking, Greg. I came to hear Lynn sing.
God. So do all our listeners.
Oh, my God. We have a great, great song from her. But before we do that, I want to ask you the question. This, my friend Don Netwall, bought this jar for $9.99 at a market. So you got, what is it, a 32-ounce jar?
Yes.
For $9.99. Would you buy it?
Absolutely.
I'd buy three. I mean, seriously. Yeah. We've had some that were like $15 that were good, but I just love this fresh, local, you know, kind of a farmer's market type of a mix. It's,
yeah.
It's so, yeah. So good. Yeah, they should probably up their fee, you know. I think I'd pay 15, honestly.
Yeah, once they get their FDA approval, check that up to 50.
Start ramping up. Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Dana'sKitchen.net, you know, that's where you can find them. And, yeah, I'm giving it my
seal. Do you know where they do their production?
La Crosse. I reached out to them last minute, you know, but I should have hit them earlier so they had time, because I'd love to talk with Dana herself a little bit.
Right.
But, yeah, they're out of that town I won't mention because we don't want people over-imbibing.
Right. Right.
Hey, next week we're doing a salmon jerky. This is a company that makes jerky out of different fish, and we got a little variety pack, so we're going to hit that next week.
Oh, that sounds healthy.
Yeah, right? What could go wrong? Yeah. Dropping some links in here. Friends of my Big Fat Bloody Mary podcast and the Bloody Mary Enthusiasts Unite. Check out those groups. Join them. We'll keep you right in the loop, and you can have direct access to Mike Scott.
Right.
Ask him questions. Ask me
questions. Tell me a story. Whatever. So
yeah.
You want to pose a question for Greg or myself, or just tell me a story about.
Yeah.
Actually, one story I would like to hear from our listeners is.
Yeah.
At some point, in our lives, we have come to the conclusion, I'm going to stop drinking for a while.
Yes.
I want to hear the story about the night before you made that decision, where you were like, okay, thanks, Scott, way out of hand. I'm going to take a break.
You want some rock bottom stories? Is that what you're looking kind for? Of.
I have one. I have one that I will tell.
Are we going to tell it now, or is that going to be with next week's when we're fielding? Wait a minute. Didn't we already throw out a question for next week? We're overloading our listeners.
Oh, no. Yeah, we did. We said, yeah, ask us a question. So,
but, you know, we can add that. I mean, what do we got 40 minutes typically in these silly little podcasts. And, you know, I'm just going to throw in here too. If you're having a problem with alcohol, and a lot of us have, and it's, I think a lot of us have been affected by the problems that can be associated with alcohol. I encourage you not to face it alone and ask for help. Talk to your friends, let them know. And I always put a link, I don't know if you notice, but to AA right on the blog post. So we have a lot of fun. We goof around. We probably don't drink quite as much as you think we do.
Yeah, we play it up, don't we?
We play it up a little bit, and I don't want to romanticize it too much because, you know, if you're having a problem, let's, you know, call me up. I'll talk to you, you know, and I'll give you bad advice. Okay, enough already, right? I mean, people have suffered through this little conversation, and they're just waiting.
I can almost see their foot tapping. Like, come on, get to Lynn.
Bring it. Bring it.
Just get to Lynn.
Oh, my gosh. So we recorded this song here in advance. We just did it yesterday. And she said, I'm just really crabby today. And I thought, good. Bring that. Bring that to the song. And sure enough, I think it worked pretty well.
Oh, nice. I can't wait. Judge.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome warmly Lynn Miller.
And your chicks for free. That ain't working. That's the way you do it. Let me tell you, you guys ain't dumb. Maybe get a blister on your little finger. Maybe get a blister on your thumb. We got to install microwave ovens, custom kitchen deliveries, refrigerators. We got to move these color TVs. Faggot with the earring and the makeup. Yeah, buddy, that's his own hair. Little faggot got his own jet airplane. That little faggot, he's a millionaire. We got to install microwave ovens, custom kitchen deliveries. We got to move these refrigerators. We got to move. La mama. Got to install microwave ovens, custom kitchen deliveries. Got to move these refrigerators. Got to move these color TVs. Look at here, look up. I should have learned how to play the guitar. Oh, yeah, I should have. I should have learned to play them drums. Look at that mama. She got a stick in the cameraman. And Carousel, it's up here. What's that Hawaiian noise? He's banging on his bongos like a chimpanzee. Oh, that ain't working. That's the way you do it. Get your money for nothing. Get your chicks for free. You got to install microwave ovens, custom kitchen deliveries. To move these refrigerators, we have to move these color TVs. Listen here now. That ain't working. That's the way you do it. You play the guitar on your MTV. That ain't working. That's the way you do it. Money for nothing, chicks for free. For nothing, and your chicks for free. Money for nothing. Chicks for free. Money for nothing. Chicks for free, money for nothing. Chicks for free. Listen. Chicks for free. Money for nothing. Chicks for free. Oh yeah. shakes. For nothing. Chips for free. For nothing. Chips for free.
Going on next Sunday either. See you then for another Big Fat Bloody Mary podcast.